Good morning and welcome to another rousing edition of Beats and Eats. I'm Rick, your host, and every Beats and Eats, we are joined by the one and only Donna, the rock and roll chef. She travels up and down local roads looking for delicious bites to eat, maybe hear some live music, or do both at the same time. Beats and Eats is brought to you in part by Hotel Tivoli and the Corner Restaurant. They have boutique lodging, seasonal Hudson Valley dining, and craft cocktails in downtown Tivoli. HotelTivoli.org. And Taste New York Market at Todd Hill. On the Taconic Parkway, discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84. And by Kenko Outfitters, outdoor clothing, footwear, and play gear on Route 28 in Kingston. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
I'm great, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So good to see you. We're looking forward to a great weekend coming up. And I know that you've been in your car. You've been driving around. You stop anywhere?
Yeah, I did a lot of driving, and I stumbled upon something absolutely amazing. I went to a place called Tedder's Market. It's in the hamlet of Olive Bridge.
OB.
And that's in Ulster County, just for folks who don't know anything about where Olive Bridge is. It's in the glorious Catskill Mountain Park. It's about 3 miles from the Ashokan Reservoir.
Okay.
All right. I mean, just put it in your GPS and you'll have to find it because it's a little tricky.
Yeah, it's in the middle of somewhere.
Yeah. It is. It's kind of off the beaten path, but it is a diamond in the rough.
Now tell me about Tedder's Market. What do they have available? What kind of thing is going on there?
Okay, well, it's been open since the 1950s, and it's a gas station convenience store. Rick, they still have the old pumps that aren't digital, that just have the dial.
Love that. Yeah.
I mean, the pumps are cool alone. I drive up there just to see that.
Are they functional?
Yes, they are. Yep, you pull in, you can get your gas. It's a family-run business, 4 generations. Right now, it's owned by Primo Strapoli, one of the great-great-grandchildren, and his business partner, Joe Trad. And they are changing things up in a big, big way.
Really?
Huh. Yep. Well, both with the food, with the drinks, and with music.
Wow.
So first, the food.
Okay.
All right. Of course, they make breakfast sandwiches, and they've expanded their deli. So they've got a big deli, huge sandwich board. They've got sandwiches like the Hot Mama, which is a buffalo chicken, bacon, pepper jack, avocado ranch on a sub. Or the Wiffle Ball.
Mm.
I know you'd like this one.
Come on.
With provolone, parmesan, eggplant, and marinara.
Huh?
On a hot sub. They've got tons of other sandwiches too. And of course, you know, my one and only true love is pizza. However, I was unable to try it because I got there too early.
Oh.
And they weren't making it until like 2 o'clock.
They gotta like heat the oven up for a while.
Yes. And speaking of ovens, the ovens that they're using hadn't been fired up since the 1990s. And they fired them up just recently and started making these amazing pies.
Wow. Okay. So they were laying dormant that whole time?
They were laying dormant.
And now they make pizza pies.
Yep. They make the classics. They make the margaritas, the grandma. Everything is made in-house. The dough is made from scratch.
Mm.
So you know I will be going back to try the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it sounds like I should go, too.
Yeah. You're up in that neck of the woods. They also have a tavern license, so they can serve beer.
Beer and wine?
I don't know about the wine. It's beer.
Okay.
In fact, they have their own Italian Pilsner that they make.
They brew?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And it is, I did try that.
Crisp, clean.
It's delicious. Mm. I like Pilsners because I like a light kind of. And that is brewed at Old Claverack Brewery, which is in Hudson.
All right.
But it's their family recipe.
Cool.
They've got other beers too there. And they just made this beautiful beer garden outside. And I sent you a picture of the stage.
I saw it.
Okay.
It's being erected.
It's gorgeous with the backdrop of the mountains.
Yeah.
I mean, any band would sound
good.
So
what's going on at Tedder's Market? They're going to have live music outside?
Yes, they are. They just had an arm wrestling contest, which was a big hit. And at the end of May, they're going to have Tedderpalooza.
Okay.
With lots of live local bands.
Really?
Okay, so we definitely have to check that out.
All right.
And on top of all this stuff going on, they are supplying the neighboring community with groceries. It's basically adding tons of shelving, lots of new products, local. You can go in there and do a food shopping.
Wow.
You can do your groceries for the week. Okay.
Wow.
It's really going to be serving the community up there. Instead of driving to the box store, you can just go to Tedda's.
Are they online?
Yes, they are online at teddasmarket.com or on Instagram at teddasmarket. I mean, just go soak up the atmosphere. You're going to be supporting a business that's been 4 generations going strong, and their stuff is just amazing.
So we got the wiffle ball, we got some live music in the backyard,
yeah, beer.
Some handcrafted pilsners. What more do you need?
Nothing else.
Friends.
And we've got
friends.
We've got the Catskill Mountains right there.
Sounds like a Beats and Eats made in heaven destination. Donna, thanks for turning us on to Tedda's Market. How can folks get in touch with you, Donna?
Beats and Eats, WKZE at gmail.com.
Cool. And you have something in mind for next Beats and Eats?
Of course I do. I always do.
Cool. You want to hear something?
Always.